It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion. Amplifying truth. And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
New York's favorite billionaire will be with us, John Catsimatidis, before we're done. We'll also speak about why it's important to teach kids responsibility in our parenting hack today. Kristen B. Tate will be here to take on Beto O'Rourke. And we start with a cacophony of things from the Daily Signal's Kelsey Bowler. It's Kevin McCullough Radio, and it starts now.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Seems to be if they're conservative, if they're Republicans, if they're in a certain group, there's discrimination and big discrimination. I see it absolutely on Twitter and Facebook.
That was the president. That was yesterday. But he's getting asked about the lawsuit that Devin Nunes has filed against Twitter. And I think on pretty good grounds. I followed this story over the last couple of days while I was gone. And when he started laying it out for Martha McCallum, I was like, man, I didn't even realize half of it. So we'll get into that. I'll also get the perspective of my next guest on that as well. But I want to say thank you up front to former NYPD Commissioner Bernie Carrick for sitting in for me the last couple of days. I always am deeply, deeply humbled when someone who is as important and as heroic and as legendary and iconic as Bernie is willing to come in and sit in studio on my behalf and kind of take you through that day. So I'm really thankful for that. I was on a top secret assignment that wasn't that secret because it was all over social media, but the new movie Breakthrough is coming out with Chrissy Metz from NBC's This Is Us, and we will have an exclusive sit down that you will hear first here on Kevin McCullough Radio coming up in the days to come, and a couple of other interesting conversations that we had while there and attending the red carpet, etc., etc. But let's get to today's news. It's great to be back in the chair, and Kelsey Bowler, who is going to be joining us now on a weekly basis. I'm really excited about this. And she writes the Wednesday email for something called Bright. And if you don't know what that is, I want you to go subscribe to it. Getbrightemail.com is where you can do that. But it's basically produced by the Federalist, and it's this idea of condensing. They say from the perspective and for women, but I find it to be helpful kind of across the news spectrum, a number of things that are of very keen interest, and they condense it into one newsletter that comes to your inbox each day. And it's edited and written by different people on each day of the week. And Kelsey authors their Wednesday edition. She's also a reporter for the Daily Signal, and she does video and written commentary there. She also does commentary for the Federalist, and she's a fellow at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, what am I leaving out? There's something I've forgotten to include, but she's a newlywed. She's got all this stuff going on, making me feel lazy just sitting here. But anyway, welcome back.
I got it covered. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming on with us and to be willing to do it regularly, because I think what you're contributing to the greater discussion is of great value, and I love to make resources like that available to my audience. So let's talk a little bit about what the president weighed in on there. Devin Nunes has decided to sue Twitter for what?
Well, this is a difficult lawsuit. I think he does face an uphill battle, but I think a lot of us are ready to see conservatives stand up to these social media giants who really have a monopoly. I think as I said, I think he faces an uphill battle, but he's suing for upwards of $250 million. claiming that Twitter enabled these really vicious accounts, pretending to be his mother, for example, to continue to slander him. And he also argues that Twitter shadow banned his content, which is something that has been percolating among conservatives for some time now, where Twitter allegedly is basically pushing conservative content out of people's news feeds so that it's very difficult for anyone to see. So those are the basic allegations in his lawsuit.
Right. And the bot part of the lawsuit, where he's claiming these fake accounts are attacking him, when I heard kind of the sophistication with which these users were able to do that, it was really kind of disturbing, Kelsey, because you're online, I'm online. It's part of what we do to stay in contact with people that are interested in what we have to say. We've got to be able to access basically our audience is like 24 hours a day. And if you've got basically automated algorithms that are launching, slander against you, that's harassment. I'm sorry. That's just harassment.
Right. It's absolutely harassment. And I think the problem here is that Jack Dorsey, who is the founder of Twitter, and Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, really, this problem is so much bigger than them that they don't know how to address it. I think, if you listen to interviews, they do acknowledge there are problems on their platforms. I mean, we know this terrorist attack in New Zealand was just live streamed on Facebook and nobody stopped it and nobody called the police. And now that video has spread far and wide. And we have Twitter, this company that claims to stand for social good, enabling these types of accounts, bot accounts, to be regularly harassing people. There's no doubt it is an issue that it needs to be dealt with. The question is, will this lawsuit lead to any productive outcome? I think we all hope it does. But in the least, I think Devin Nunes is raising some attention to this, and perhaps attention from the liberal media that doesn't like to cover this issue and acknowledge that conservatives face issues with their content being censored and with them actually being personally harassed.
Well, and I think that's why he had to make the damages so big. Like, in order to get mainstream's attention on it, it had to be something that was serious. So they are obviously, whether he wins or not, I think the good will come out of the discussion that comes with it. So we'll see where that goes. Speaking of which, the and now the name is escaping me, the independent Schultz hired one of the major Instagram analytics guys this last week, Kelsey. And I'm curious, now the Trump campaign is being headed by the guy that won his digital efforts in 16, Mr. Pascal. What do you make of Schultz bringing in a heavyweight from Instagram like that?
It's interesting because I don't think you can buy your way into being successful on social media. You certainly, having a strong digital team and a strong digital presence is important. But, to be honest, you can't replicate sort of the magic that someone like Dan Crenshaw has on social media or on the left. It pains me to say this, but Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Yeah. Is very good at social media, and hiring qualified digital teams is very important to a campaign. But in order to really have that digital presence, it does have to be natural. And we know a lot of these candidates running for 2020 on the left really are not relatable. You can think of Elizabeth Warren drinking a beer awkwardly in her kitchen. Beto O'Rourke's really interesting. I follow him on Instagram, and he's trying really hard to be relatable by posting these really awkward pictures of him eating a lot of junk food, which, no judgment there. I love a good cheeseburger, too. But they're just these really awkward pictures where they look like he's trying too hard to be relatable, sort of like his dental office visit that he live-streamed a couple months ago.
Oh, yes. Well, you think that's awkward. Try taking a selfie with him at the Milwaukee airport. I mean, it just, it ruined my whole whole Sunday. I'm kidding.
I saw that.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about something that's coming up for you tomorrow. And some of my listeners won't be able to be in Washington, D.C., but just spend 30 seconds to promote what you're doing at the Heritage Foundation tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow, in honor of Women's History Month, I'm having a conversation with Inez Stettman about how conservative women can combat radical feminism. I think this is a really important conversation. Inez and I will have a lively discussion because I take the side that conservative women should reclaim feminism, and she thinks we should have nothing to do with the F word, so to say. So I'm really excited about that, and it's great to see conservative women able to have these productive, interesting conversations while disagreeing on something.
Yeah. So if people do want to get down to D.C., go to the Heritage Foundation. What time do they show up?
Yep, it is at noon, and it is a welcome to anyone. They can sign up. I've been tweeting about it. They can check out my Twitter at Kelsey Bowler.
All right. Kelsey, thanks for being with us. Coming up next, friends, Kristen B. Tate from The Hill. She's written this entire piece about Beto O'Rourke and how he's doing the poor man Obama thing. I'll ask her to explain more on that. We're going to talk about parenting today, how to teach responsibility to your kids, and John Catsimatidis. All before we're done, it's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Traffic still absolutely jammed here in New Jersey, in Union, in Hillside, and Newark along Route 22. On the eastbound side, delays start at the Parkway. On the westbound side, delays start right by the Turnpike and take you over to Weequahic Park. That is all because of emergency construction. The left lane is currently out of service in both directions. Now, if you're thinking about 78 as an alternative, that's about to get worse because there's a crash westbound right to the west of exit 57 in the express lanes. The local lanes are slightly better. And then a little farther west, we're looking at delays coming into the Parkway. Eastbound side of 78, we're jammed from 24 to the Parkway. And 24 east coming to 78 in Springfield, that is a crash being worked on. 30 to 40 minutes outbound at the Holland Tunnel this afternoon. Citybound side, we're looking at about a 10 to 15 minute wait. 10 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. Citybound, we're okay. And the George Washington Bridge checks in problem free. FDR Drive is just loaded with brake lights heading uptown from the Teens right up to the GW Bridge. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
The trucking industry finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation and logistics. Tune in for New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday afternoon at 1 on AM 970, The Answer. Let me tell you about Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours. Perillo Tours has been operating for 74 years. Steve represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. I could tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, but why not listen to some of the folks who've lived it?
The service and the quality of everything with Perillo, as well as Italy itself. No book can describe it. No pictures can describe it. It is just breathtaking.
Talk to someone that's been on a Perillo tour. I guarantee that they will say that is the only way to go. Perillo has provided every convenience that I could want.
Perillo Tours does everything. They arrange the details. You don't have to lift a finger. They do everything.
Be one of the first listeners to request a Perillo Tours brochure and receive a bottle of Botticelli premium quality Italian extra virgin olive oil. Limit one per household. Call 888-PERILLO. That's 888-PERILLO. P-E-R-I-L-L-O.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I was having a lot of pain in my right hip, and it was causing my leg to be numb below my knee from the hip all the way down. I wasn't getting any sleep. So on top of it, I'm tired. I'm sleep deprived because I'm in pain and I'm not sleeping. So I decided to start taking these things, and the pain is gone virtually. I mean, 90%, maybe 95%. It was just amazing.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by using discount code THEANSWER. The price of fruits and vegetables is going up. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The St. John's Red Storm is headed to the big dance. Tune in tonight as they take on the Arizona State Sun Devils in the NCAA tournament. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 8:50, tip-off at 9:10. Catch all the action right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to Joe Piscopo in the morning, weekdays at 6. Mike Gallagher at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So are you for or against third trimester abortion?
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
That guy just lied. That guy just lied to everybody that was in that room. Very weird. Kevin McCullough, glad to be back today. Very weird that Beto is on my first show back to the microphone, because I ran into him at the airport in Milwaukee on my way down to the red carpet junket for Breakthrough. And it was just weird that he then had this moment in Iowa where he lied. What do you mean he lied, Kev? Take a listen to the total context of the girl's question all over again. Now, the media, what I just played for you was what the media's played, but listen to this.
Are you for third trimester abortions, or are you going to protect the lives of third trimester babies? Because, you know, there's really not a medical necessity for abortion. It's not a medical emergency procedure, because typically third trimester abortions take up to 3 days to have. So you would, in that sense, if there was an emergency, the doctors would just do a C-section and you don't have to kill the baby in that essence. So are you for or against third trimester abortions?
So the question is about abortion and reproductive rights. And my answer to you is that that should be a decision that the woman makes.
He flat out lied. He acted like he didn't hear. He acted like he could rephrase the question and pitch it differently. Now, someone who may have some thoughts about this has just written for The Hill what kind of candidate Beto O'Rourke might be. Previously introduced already, she is Kristen B. Tate. You read her in The Hill. You see her on Fox. You see her on other outlets. She's written two best-selling books, and she's authoring a third right now. Kristen, welcome back. It's good to have you here. I sent you my selfie with Beto on Sunday when I ran into him in the airport, because I know you watched the Senate race in Texas very carefully. But when you heard that clip that we just played, as it was making the rounds over the last 24 hours, what went through your head about Beto's inability to even be honest at a campaign stop when he's asked a direct question?
Well, first of all, your selfie with Beto, receiving that this weekend was like the highlight of my weekend. That was hilarious. And I suggest all your viewers go look at that if they haven't already. As to your question about Beto's answer, it's a flat-out lie, as you said, but I'm not surprised at all. I mean, this comes right from Beto's playbook. But my piece in The Hill really highlights how I think Beto's trying to recreate an Obama moment for himself. If you watch Beto speak, it's really interesting. The way he speaks, his tone, his rhetoric really reminds me of 2007 Obama.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's training himself to speak like Obama, but I do not think it's going to work for Beto. I don't think he'll be able to excite particularly the Black community and also millennials the way Obama did. It's just a worse knockoff version of 2007 Obama.
Well, let me give you some feedback on that, because there's a millennial that is center-left who frequently will send me texts and emails and questions about things. And he was kind of a Beto guy in the Texas race. And he's not a resident of Texas, but he was watching it. And he kind of thought that Beto elevated the debate, and he kind of bought into everything you've just laid out, that he's a different generation of politician. And he liked that about him. But since he's announced for president, he's announced his support for the Green New Deal. You just heard him say He just lied to people that were in attendance, but he's basically not going to condemn third trimester abortions. And he's he called our economy, the capitalist economy, he called it racist and unfair. Now, I think average millennials, like my friend, who thought he was going in a direction that was going to be kind of moderate and kind of like a healer and pulling people together, to see those three positions, then they say, I don't know if that's the guy that I want to support. Well, your reaction to that millennial's observation?
No, I think you're dead on there. It's really interesting because you mentioned how Beto said capitalism is racist, but a few months ago he was saying he's a capitalist. I think Beto has kind of an identity issue. He's trying to find his lane, right? I think the winning strategy for him would have been to run as a moderate, but of course now everyone knows Biden's probably going to jump in and Biden's going to get the moderate vote. So Beto doesn't really, he's kind of like floating around. He doesn't really have a vision, and that's another really important distinction between him and Obama. When Obama ran, whether or not you agreed with his policies, Obama had a very clear vision.
Right.
I don't even know what Beto's platforms are. And if he tries to run to the left, he's jumping into a really crowded field where Bernie's kind of got the progressive wing under wraps. And then if he tries to run as a moderate, he's going to go up against Joe Biden. So he really doesn't have any solid positions that he has consistently believed in. The guy has no track record. He was born into a millionaire family, married into a billionaire family, hasn't really done anything of note. So it's not like he even has any accomplishments under his belt. He's just kind of, it feels like he's just running for the sake of running, and he doesn't have a clear vision. So this is all stuff that's really going to come back to bite him. But Kev, I think what he's really doing here, I think the end game for Beto is he's running for VP. Yeah. I think if Bernie or Kamala gets the nomination, Beto wants that VP slot because he could help those progressives get some votes in the South and also some moderates.
Well, and they're going to look at what he was able to do fundraising wise in his Senate race and say, we need that on the ticket. Now, the challenge there will be. Depending on how much damage the field has done to each other by the time they get to their convention. I mean, what if you have, because I see a number of different possibilities playing out, and California now being at the kind of the front of the train primary wise is really going to make things very different than the way Democratic strategies have worked in the past, because you could be a very moderate kind of middle of the road, go to church on Sunday morning kind of Democrat until you got to the first Super Tuesday election. But by then you had six or seven primaries that had already gone by before that took place. Now California is right up front. And if you're going to try to get the lead, you've got to go to the far left lane and put the pedal to the floor to get there, because California is going to go to the craziest person in the race. And that may be Kamala because she's also a local girl. So, depending on what comes out of California, you could still win the nomination and lose California if you're a Democrat. But it makes it harder the rest of the way.
Right. And ultimately, as you've pointed out before, accurately, I think this is going to come back to bite the Democrats, because, of course, California is a very friendly state to their party, but it's going to do a disservice to the moderates who could have a better chance at beating Trump. I've been saying for months now, I think Biden is the only potential candidate who'd have a great shot at beating Trump. I think Bernie would be absolutely demolished. I think Kamala would lose. And frankly, I think Beto would lose. So moving California to the front of the process is only going to make it more likely that you'd end up with a Bernie or a Kamala nominee, which in the end is better for Trump.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Reader in the Hill. She's got a very interesting piece about Beto. Beto is the poor man's Obama. Dems can do better. Kristen B. Tate, thank you.
Thanks, Kev. Always a pleasure.
Kevin McCullough Radio coming right back. Don't go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have sun mixed with clouds as we approach the final hour of the winter of 2018-2019. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, it was a day in court for a Patchogue man after getting stuck in an air conditioning vent while trying to rob a dentist's office. Lisa G. has more.
Office worker Heather Hernandez of Calderon Dental in Bayshore confronted suspected burglar Sean Maranzino as he was dangling from the ceiling, but she knew something was wrong when he said that he was looking for a cat and then said the fire department sent him. Maranzino is being arraigned on 5 counts of third-degree burglary. Cops also say he's behind burglaries in East Patchogue, Bohemia, Bellport, and North Patchogue over the past week. Lisa G., NBC News Radio, New York.
With the Powerball jackpot climbing to $550 million, people are out and about buying tickets in New York City and hoping for a big win. James Flippin has more from Lower Manhattan.
They're dreaming about what they'd do with the money. Michael, visiting from San Francisco, says he'd fix up the house, donate to charity, and travel the world.
Asia to Eastern Europe. Actually, I'd love to go to Africa. I can do that while the house is being fixed in San Francisco.
Perfect. Or Reese from Brooklyn would take care of his grandkids and maybe buy himself a new guitar.
I would treat myself right, but a lot of people that I know would need help. You couldn't spend all that money. You'd have to give it, you know, a way to help a lot of people. Then that's the blessing.
James Flippin, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, the Knicks host the Utah Jazz. NCAA men's basketball, first four tournament action. St. John's takes on Arizona State. Pregame coverage right here on The Answer begins at 9:30. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson, stay away from the Holland Tunnel heading back to New Jersey. That's a 40-minute delay, 15 on the city-bound side, Lincoln 15 in either direction. Mostly cloudy tonight, showers arriving after midnight, low of 40, rain and wind, and not a great first full day of spring tomorrow with a high of 53. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olani's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olani's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olani serves up all your favorites, shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie with six apples in every pie. Olani's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and it's a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olani's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olani himself says, Olani's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688. Or go to olunnies.com. That's olunnies.com.
Proving that he may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano. Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. She's helped parents do it better since her days at New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code, one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
As we continue to roll through the Wednesday drive time, thank you for being here. It has been a great day to be back on the air. I'm so thankful for Kelsey and what Kristen have already contributed today. And, of course, John Catsimatidis is in the green room warming up. But let's go to our next regular feature, and that is how to help you hack one idea of parenting just for this week, just one thing that will make it a little bit more effective for you as a parent. And Shelley Goldberg, former New York One parenting reporter, joins us. Shelley, I am pretty jazzed about today's topic that you've picked because as a father, this is the one thing that haunts me every night when I put my head on my pillow. Am I teaching my kids to be responsible? And am I doing an effective job of that? And some days I think I'm better at it than others. But why is it important to teach our kids responsibility?
Kevin, it's important because we don't want our kids embracing socialism. That's to begin with.
We don't want them living home when they're 40 or having a meltdown because they lost their phone. And, you know, everywhere you look, everywhere in the culture itself is reinforcing irresponsible behavior. So as parents and grandparents, we really need to pull the kids in the other direction.
So last night, I got to tell you a true story. Mr. James and I were going to Taekwondo. I'm driving home from the lessons, and he starts asking me these questions about, Dad, how old will I be when I go out and, you know, live somewhere else? I said, well, you know, sometime when you become an adult. And I said, but, you know, the day you turn 19 years old, you'll start paying rent to me to live in my house. And that was probably a bad thing to bring up before dinner, but the next 20 minutes were just, but Dad, why are you going to make me pay rent? I said, because you're going to become a better person, because you're going to be more responsible. And he's like, well, what if I don't want to be responsible? But this is a practical topic today, yes.
Okay, so the first thing is, look at teaching responsibility as a wonderful, joyful gift that you, Kevin, are going to give your children.
Mm-hmm.
And think of it this way. Your job as a parent is to stand with your child and to teach them the tasks and the skills that they're going to need to get through these things. It's very easy to kind of jump in. I know we all have to resist the temptation to help, to do the job for our kids, because we know we do it quicker, we do it better, we do it easier. But you really have to resist that temptation and stand back and teach them the skills. And what you might say, what Kevin might say is, in the McCullough household, we always do fill in the blank as a family. We always do our chores before we go to sleep.
Right.
We always clean up our room before we go to sleep. So here are some other things that you can do to help.
Okay.
To help your kids be responsible, what you might do, Kevin, if your children break or lose something, don't race in to replace it, but use their allowance, especially with an older child, to teach them to pay for the lost or broken item.
You bought it. You bought it. You buy it.
Yes, but I want. I hear in your voice. I want you to be a little more joyful, a little more low key about all of this.
Well, you know what's funny, and I hear what you're saying, but you know what's funny about this is that. I love the way you put that we could say, as you know, McCulloughs do it this way, because it does two things. It builds kind of an esprit de corps where if to be part of the family is to have this mindset. It is to, you know, make your own bed in the morning. It is to get yourself dressed before you come down for breakfast. I really do sound like a tired dad of small kids, don't I? But at the end of the day, it is part of what you do as the privilege of getting to be part of the family exists. This is what you do to contribute to it. And when you're very young, it's very small. But as you grow, you know, you take on more of those aspects.
Yes. And by the way, routines and structure will help your child to take on even more responsibility. So those routines around dinner, breakfast, before you go out on the weekend, those are great times to start building in responsible tasks that are age appropriate and chores. For example, and always think about if it's age appropriate.
Right.
It could be something as simple as folding laundry, cleaning the table, watering the plants, putting away toys, maybe who's going to feed the pet, vacuuming, cooking.
Well, and when they conquer one of those areas, it's like, I don't know, there's like this relief and breakthrough that's almost like going on vacation. Like, I remember the first day James and Jonathan both were able to clear their own dishes to take them to the sink. And it was just like, oh, I don't have to ask them to do that anymore. Like, they just did it. And it's like, you just have this moment of zen. It's like, what is going on? The world is happy again.
All right, and moms and dads, you never want to label your child as irresponsible, because that label can become a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah,
teach them the skills that they need to be responsible. So if you have a child that's always losing things, teach them. Write things down. Teach them. Have a mental checklist. You want to teach them the skills.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to be using when they leave your house and they're on their own.
Skill sets, not labels. I love that. And do you have any resources for us this week?
Yes. Yes. I love these two. A Fine Parent, A-F-I-N-E, parent.com, and AHA Parenting, A-H-A, AHA Parenting.com. two wonderful resources where great stuff about being responsible.
Very good. Shelley Goldberg, always a pleasure. Thank you for being here. Coming up next, it's John Catsimatidis. He's making his way from the green room, even to the microphone as we speak. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
We happen to have Cyrus Vance, District Attorney of Manhattan. Let's talk about criminal justice reform.
In our office, we have reduced the number of minor offense prosecutions from about 96,000 in 2012 to 57,000 this past year, and it will go down even lower in next year. And I don't say that pridefully, but the point is that crime continues to decline as we get smarter about what cases we are prosecuting and what alternatives to cases that don't need to be brought into the justice system for minor offenses but can be handled better elsewhere. And so I think we need to right-size the criminal justice system. I think we need to never lose focus on serious violent crime or terrorism.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditcher. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty. So I turned to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. In 1913, the Federal Reserve was created and changed our monetary system forever. The financial outlook is on the verge of another big change, but this time you need gold. To help you with that, Landmark Capital is giving away a free gold coin minted in 1913. To win this coin, two books on the history of money, and a personal consultation with the CEO of Landmark Capital, enter online at am970theanswer.com and click the section that says Contests in the middle of the page. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, my good friend. You've heard me talk about his passion to get everyone to get the best sleep of their life. And he didn't stop by just making the best pillow. Mike would not rest until he had also discovered the best bedsheets. The new Giza Dream bedsheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's softest cotton. It's called Giza. It's ultra soft, breathable, extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else ever. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike is making a special offer of 30% off with free shipping. That's 30% off and free shipping. Call now, 1-800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com and make sure you use the promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-506-2641. Promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM970, The Answer.
Everywhere I go, I change it up. Always on my road, I'm still New York.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
I have no idea when it's going to be released. Frankly, I told the House, if you want, let them see it.
That was President Trump earlier today before he got into Marine One to take him to Air Force One, to take him to Ohio. And he's talking there about the Mueller report, which is kind of interesting in that you keep having these rumors that it's going to come out. John Catsimatidis joins us here at the Calvin McCullough microphone. John, the Associated Press had a thing out today. The press corps in general is now... they're very worried about something that the president's going to do with the Mueller report. And I'll delve into this more in the next segment. But we keep hearing that it's going to be any day now. It's going to be any moment now. And that's like going back months. I don't think we're any closer than we were yesterday.
Well, all the people around Mueller, his number two man left, all these key people left. So the report is complete. I guess they're just the typists that left. Is that word still exists?
Yeah, I think so. Do they still teach typing in school? Like, I remember having to take a typing class when...
Well, I believe, look, the American people, all they want is the truth. And that's all I want, is the truth. And I think the report should be released. If it's favorable or unfavorable to any one side, I think... both sides are going to have a rebuttal.
Let the
facts lead to where they go.
So yesterday, the House Investigative Committee released pages and pages of Lisa Page and her testimony from earlier in the year. This was the finding. FBI never had any evidence of collusion, according to her testimony. She worked on it.
She's the one that hated Trump.
Right. The insurance policy that she and Strzok texted about back and forth about being in Andy McCabe's office. They talked about the insurance policy. Was the Russia investigation? Comey knew, and all of it is adding up to 100% of a witch hunt.
You know, just like you see in the movies, I'm going to say somebody in the FBI movies, somebody has to go to jail.
Yeah.
Because somebody deserves to go to jail. Because I think a lot of the stuff was created, and it's just... sickening. I had on my show, and Joe Piscopo had on his show, Joe DiGenova,
yes. Yep.
The former U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C. And it was an interview that you wouldn't believe. I don't know if you heard it.
No, well, the stuff that they've been able to actually now prove about the people that were involved in making all of these decisions, it's stacking up like floor to ceiling. And you're looking at the other side going, but why didn't they ever look in that direction? Like, Mueller was empowered to talk, to investigate Russia. And there was a lot of stuff that the Democrats and Hillary's campaign had contact with. For instance, all of the information for the dossier came through Russia, and it all came through the Democrats. Why was that never even addressed? It was such a one-sided looking, only one direction kind of investigation. Never
and
seen anything like
it. And it hurts our country.
It does.
When there's doubt in the Justice Department and there's a doubt in certain... upper echelon FBI people.
Yeah,
that hurts our overall country.
Love the field agents, but those handful of guys that were at the top, they were bad dudes. Hey,
99.9% of our FBI and our Justice Department are honest, hardworking people.
I could agree more.
And those few people that are not, you know, a few rotten apples, we shouldn't allow them to spoil the whole bunch.
I want people to hear that clearly. We respect law enforcement, and we are thankful for the FBI, and we want them to be successful. These guys were not doing the right thing, and that's the bottom line.
The American people just want the truth. That's all.
Yeah. The president went to Ohio today after he made those comments about the Mueller report and did what, John Catsimatidis?
He went to a factory that makes tanks. And he reopened it under President Obama. He had almost closed that factory. It's the only factory in the whole country that makes tanks. We're down to
one factory left.
And President Obama had them down to one tank a month. They were ready to go bankrupt. They were ready to close down. Could you imagine having a country and you don't have a single factory that makes a tank?
A land vehicle for your wartime soldier. Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
Well, they re-upped their budget for the
right.
for that factory, and they're going to make 30 tanks a month instead of one.
That's like a 3,000% increase.
Well, the people, you think the people in Ohio are happy that they got their jobs back?
I think so. But, you know, that's kind of the story going into the election, isn't it? All the people that have jobs and wages now. What message beats that
Ford,
on the campaign trail?
Ford announced they're going to be opening another factory, that they're going to be making more battery-powered cars. I'm going to short the Ford stock.
That didn't work out so well for the, what was that Chevy car, the Cobalt or whatever?
General Motors is closing the other factory in Ohio, and they're laying off people.
Yeah. When we are talking about news that's going on right now, Beto O'Rourke has now entered the race since you and I spoke last time, John, and he actually was he actually has taken a lot of positions that he didn't take when he was running for Senate. When he was running against Cruz, he didn't embrace environmentalism, he didn't embrace third trimester abortion, and he didn't call our economy racist.
He's just trying to go along with the gang.
I guess. Race to the left lane. Who can get out in the left lane?
He's going along with the whole gang, and Biden is going around. He's making phone calls and asking his people for commitments so that he can announce. And look, Joe Biden, he's got a lot of credibility. He's got more credibility than some of the other people.
Well, where they need to go to get the votes to try to beat Trump, he's the only one that can do it. It'd be in the Rust Belt. The other guys aren't going to get it.
The most dangerous ticket?
Biden,
Beto.
All right. John Katzmatidis, see you at the top of the hour. This is Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and veggies. Hi, it's Kevin McCullough. We're talking about the Balance of Nature March Madness. That's where you get the fruits and veggies that you need in capsule forms. Not like ordinary vitamins made with synthetics. These are pure fruits, whole plants, vegetables and fruits, all in vegetarian capsules. And each one has 10 servings of fruits and veggies. You start feeling great the minute you start taking them. People report their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life, and during March Madness is the perfect time to do it. We're having some fun. We're going mad with the discounts. Today only, use my discount code KMC3 and get 15% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, you can only get this discount today. It's not available tomorrow, and you need to use my code KMC3 for the discount. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC3.
And now your Greater New York Chamber tip of the day.
Hi, this is Mark Jaffe, President and CEO of the Greater New York Chamber of Commerce. We represent over 30,000 business and civic leaders. Active members can get involved with committee work. With me now is Health Committee member Peter Ciccone from the New York RX Card. The New York RX Card is one of our most popular programs and can be easily downloaded from our website, chamber.nyc. Peter, how much money has the New York RX card saved our members throughout the state of New York?
Thank you for having us today, Mark. To answer your question, we've saved New Yorkers over $300 million since we've kicked off the program.
Wow. Now, you also have a program in New Jersey.
That's correct, Mark. In fact, we have the program in all 50 states. In New Jersey, it's the NewJerseyDrugCard.com, and that program has been just as effective.
To see if you can save on your prescriptions, visit chamber.nyc or call 212-CHAMBER. And that's today's Chamber tip.
For more details, visit chamber.nyc.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
You can help finish a job started many years ago. A recent survey showed an impressive 53% reduction in litter since 2004 due to the hard work of volunteers and coordinators. The New Jersey Clean Communities Council is announcing the launch of the Other 47 campaign to finish the job we started and rid New Jersey of litter. Won't you join us? Visit our website, other47.com, to join a volunteer cleanup near you. This message sponsored by the New Jersey Clean Communities Council, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Cats at Night with John Katzmatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. Thanks to John Katsimatidis, thanks to Shelley Goldberg, thanks to Kristen B. Tate, and thanks to Kelsey Bowler, all for shedding their perspective on the day's news and what's going on. You know, we work really hard. In fact, I was just at lunch today with our general sales manager, Lady Laura Schaefer, who you sometimes hear from here on the air here in New York. And she was like, Kev, talk to me about, you know, the process of how your show comes together each day. I said, do you really want to know the truth? I said, Alex and I probably start texting each other at somewhere north of 5:30 every morning. And it's usually like, what stories are you seeing? What are we doing? Who do we have? What's the best person for this story? Sometimes we storyboard the whole thing and we change things. And of course, as breaking news happens, breaking news coverage breaks out. And so it is a nonstop process all day long to get you the breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. And that's why you've made us the most listened to hour of the day on this radio station. That is an incredible honor. We do not take that lightly. We are working very hard for you every day. We're pouring ourselves out for you in doing so. More and more of you are also following us on Twitter. And in doing that, I'm very, very grateful. I want to say a big thank you again to Bernie Carrick, who sat in for me the last couple of days. And I want to just catch you up on a final story tonight, but I want to do this first. You're going to hear more about this film called The Best of Enemies. It's a drama that talks about optimism and divisiveness within the current context of what we're dealing with. It's a powerful, true story. A black female activist, really a hero, leading the charge for change in the 1970s. And it's the untold true story of an unlikely relationship between that fearless civil rights leader and a local Ku Klux Klan leader who reluctantly co-chaired a community summit battling over the desegregation of schools in Durham, North Carolina, during the summer of 1971. You're going to hear a lot more about this. The story is powerful. It's inspirational. It's thought-provoking. Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson and Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell are in it. Best of Enemies is in theaters April 5th. Mark your calendars and go out there and support this film. I can't wait for you guys to see it. Finally tonight, there's a new report out from the Associated Press. In this report, the press, Associated Press, other press, the press, is now expressing public worry about Donald Trump possibly weaponizing the findings of the Mueller report to his advantage in the 2020 narrative. And they're upset about it. Because like using a weaponized witch hunt and dishonest dossier in FISAs are fair. I'm Kevin McCullough.